Hey friends, welcome back to Faith to Impact. It's your host, Dustin Hill, and it's so good to have you here. And I'm excited to talk to you today about the one simple thing that you can do to overcome fear. And I know that this is really powerful and really cool. Before I get into that, and it's not one of the things I say that it's not baby group. So I do have baby Groot here. He got it at Disneyland. It's one of those that you can like put in your shirt and then it like sits on your shoulder. So there's like a magnet like a metal plate that goes underneath, which is super hilarious. But it's kind of fun to see that. So I got that and I was like, hey, it's a cool thing. Like, hey, little baby Groot can make me smile. He sits here right on my mic stand. So I can see him every day, which is cool. But no, he's not the secret. He's not the secret to overcoming fear. So the secret to overcoming fear is a simple phrase that you've heard a lot, I'm sure. And it's actually from really, you know, popular company. It's also, you know, related to, you know, some of the sports things. I've been mentioning a couple of sports things recently for some reason. And that is from Nike. So Nike, what is Nike's slogan? What do they say? They say, just do it, right? So just do it. And there is a lot of power in just doing it. Okay. You know, when I think about fear, like the reason I bring this up is because today I was responding back to some of the applicants that we had for the Faith to Impact mini summit, which is coming up. Yay. May 24th. Super excited for that. It's gonna be a lot of fun. And so anyways, I know these first couple months is part of me just really figuring out my process, figuring out, okay, how do we streamline this and make it so that it's just continuing to go? And so I was finishing up some of that as far as getting details from the speakers, because we need to get like their bio and their headshot and other things like that. And so, you know, I was putting together these different things. I've done it before, but I really, again, trying to streamline it. But it's interesting that as I was like about to send the emails out to get more information from the speakers, is like just like this fear and like this unsettled feeling like sets in. And I'm just like, have you ever felt like that, where you're just like, I don't want to do it, or you don't know why? It just seems like it keeps getting later and later and later, and like you're not doing it, and you're just like not totally sure what to do. And then what did I do? Like, I just knew I just have to do this. I have to get it done. I just have to do it so that we can, you know, get that information. We can get the, you know, website and stuff all ready to go, and get the promotion material out there and all that type of stuff. Like, it's like, we got to do that. And so I just went and did it. And the amazing thing is, once I went and did that, I did it, you know, just do it. Like, I felt so much better. Like, I feel so much better now. It's like this burden that was on me is now gone. And part of that is fear, right? Part of that's the fear of, okay, well, I'm not sure what they're going to say. I'm not sure with this new process, is it going to be confusing or whatever that might be. But when I was able to just do it, it made such a difference, and it makes me feel so much better. And it's the way to really punch fear in the face. And maybe you've heard that before, but just that, you know, idea that when fear comes, to just punch it in the face. And one of the best ways that we can do that is just by simply taking action. You know, it's kind of like if you're standing up on a cliff, if you've been, you know, cliff jumping into water before, obviously not just off of random cliffs, but when you want to jump in the water, like I grew up going to Lake Powell pretty often. When I was, you know, a kid growing up, we'd go there and we'd love to, at least one time while we were there, go find a higher spot where we could go. And then we could jump off into the water. And there's this kind of, but there's that fear when you get up to the top, you know, you're standing at the edge and you can see the water, you know, it's not crazy far down there, but it's still that kind of moment of, oh, I don't know, like, is everything going to be okay? Are my feet going to hurt? What if I don't jump off far enough? These different things start racing through your mind. But then when you finally just do it, that fear just kind of goes away, right? I mean, maybe you're a little scared while you're falling, but like you as a kid, I would always, you know, swim over to the edge again and get back up. Like, want to keep getting back up again. And so one of those things that as you see this, it's just, it relates to everything that we do. That if you do have that fear, that the way to overcome that is to simply just do it. Just go and do it, and make it happen. Because when we do that, then we're going to feel so much better and feel relieved and know that, hey, we were able to get past that step. And so that's part of our journey. Part of our journey is having these moments of, you know, being uncomfortable and having this fear and then just pushing through it. There's a quote from Brendon Burchard. He just says to get comfortable being uncomfortable. And so, you know, we should expect these type of moments to come, but also realize and remember what we're trying to do. Because if we can look at that and say, hey, look, this is what I want to do. I want to, you know, achieve this great thing, then I need to push through this thing right now. I just need to do it so I can get to where I want to go. And if you're having a very hard time pushing through the thing right now, then number one, if you can just do it, then just do it, right? If it's hard to just do it right this second, well, think about why this is so important and how much bigger where you're going is than this small moment. Because if you look to the future, this thing that you're dealing with is probably very, very small. And so in comparison, and though, even though I know it can feel big, like it did for me this morning, as I'm sending these emails out, kind of like, oh, I don't know, like I just feel this fear, but then I just went and did it and it feels so much better. So I encourage you to do the same thing, that when you are, you know, have these moments of fear, that you push through that and you say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to do it. And you do it and you feel so much better. So thanks so much for tuning in. We will catch you tomorrow. All right. See ya.